Another way in which we can see this closing of Spartan society, if you will, is the way in which Sparta treats the question of the economy. Now, one of the great changes that's gone on in the Greek world during the Archaic period is that the Greeks have started to mint coins. And minted coins, of course, make it easy for international commerce to take place. And we've seen throughout Greek history that as international commerce takes place, so too ideas are passed between regions. And very quickly, the Greeks realized that if you had coins, which made it possible to barter goods very easily and to trade, that it also would bring with it intellectual ferment. This is what the Spartans were attempting to suppress, and so they suppressed coinage. They did not want floods of foreigners coming in doing business in Sparta. And so in Sparta, rather than having small gold and silver coins, the Spartans kept to a much older practice of using long, cumbersome bars that couldn't be carried in the pocket at all and therefore made trade and commerce extremely difficult to carry out. So yet another way in which we see Spartan society trying to avoid the trends that can be seen in the rest of the Greek world. What was the effect of this on the Spartans? Well, I think it was finally catastrophic. It can be measured in the arts, for a start. Whereas in the 6th century, we have wonderful poems, lyric poems and choral poems coming from Sparta. In the classical period, when we have extraordinary poetry being generated in Athens by the great Athenian tragedians, we have nothing from Sparta. It has become culturally dead, in my opinion. Furthermore, if you think about the pottery and if you think about the plastic arts that we've seen earlier in Spartan history, we find that from the 6th century onwards, as Athenian pottery is becoming more vigorous, as it is being exported around the Mediterranean, as it is demonstrating an extraordinarily wonderful aesthetic sensibility, what do we find at Sparta to match this? Nothing. It has become a dead end. So I think there is a way in which it is possible to move between the arts, the politics, and the history of a particular region to draw together a fuller picture of what is happening. And in the case of Sparta, I think we can summarize it in these terms. We have here a society which, though it appeared to be a model of stability and good order to Greeks outside of Sparta, and particularly conservative Greeks who liked the idea of having a large servile population at their beck and call. Although that is the image of Sparta that is projected to the rest of the Greek world, the reality is far different. And the reality is that we have here a society which, in a sense, has missed the opportunities that the Archaic period presented to the Greeks. Opportunities to move towards a more vigorous form of political life, cultural life, and artistic life. And that closing of the Spartan mind, if you will, and that closing of Spartan society can, in my opinion, be taken back to one single event. The Messenian Wars of the 8th and 7th century. The domination of one Greek people by another. Now, I'm not going to be so naive as to suggest that the Spartans were the only people who had slaves. All of Greek culture had slavery. And slavery, as we know, is an extraordinarily vile human institution. And yet there is something particular about the way in which it was conducted in the world of the Spartans. Because, quite simply, there was virtually nothing to distinguish between Spartans and Messenians. They are the same people. They are quite literally neighbours to each other. And in a way, the most deep and fundamental immorality and indecency of one Greek people enslaving their neighbouring people, to me, is the great disaster of Spartan society. And in some respects, everything that follows from this, everything that is disappointing, everything that is futile, and everything that makes Sparta unworthy of admiration, simply derives from that one single reality.